Okay, and that is Reflector doing a track that they recorded in Tacoma, Washington.
This was Reflector's U.S. tour that happened last spring.
And quickly, a word of introduction. My name is Jesse Luscious.
My name is Rusty.
And you're tuned in to KALX Berkeley 90.7 on your FM dial. It's a little after 9. And for the next hour or so, Rusty's going to take us through an oral journey of the Chinese rock underground.
Yes, Chinese punk tracks from throughout the People's Republic that I've collected over the last 3 or 4 years.
The other People's Republic.
The other, besides our great city of Berkeley.
Anyway, so like you said, the Reflector, Chinese punk band, Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah, last spring, I don't have the actual facts in the story, but a really cool guy in Washington named Nate. Worked with them, was buddies with them, and got them visas and put a tour together for Reflector, who put out some songs on the Boring Army compilation in Beijing and had been around for several years, kind of on the ska end of things, and a little sound like kind of more fat wreck melodic hardcore now. But yeah, they did a West Coast tour,
mm-hmm.
and had a blast. And so I actually bumped in, I was in Beijing this summer, and I was able to talk with them. And they were still glowing after visiting the Gilman Street Project. So, I mean, it was just like, it was huge. So, and I randomly bumped into them in San Francisco when they were here and we were able to kind of catch up. So, yeah, they had a great tour and a good time. So,
I know at the Gilman, and we're going to hear some live tracks from their Gilman show in a couple minutes. They were great. People were very into them. And as far as I know, they're the first and only Chinese band to come over. In terms of punk rock,
an all-woman kind of rock band, Cobra, toured and played a bunch of, like, they played CBGBs maybe 5 or 6 years ago, but they're kind of on the slower end of, they're just more of a kind of a contemporary rock group, instead of, they're not on the punk tip.
Right,
sounding a little less cheesy, but.
But okay, speaking of less cheesy, let's get right back into it.
Let's jump into some rock from Reflector. This is off the Boring Army compilation, and
why don't you talk about that real quick?
Okay, the Boring Army
impact
sorry.
It had. Yeah.
All right, Wuliao Jundui is Boring was put out. I talked about it our last show, but it was put out by a Chinese record company. They put out four bands: the band 69, the Anarchy Jerks, Brain Failure, and Reflector, who are all kind of friends, and they, you know, some trade members back and forth. And they put this out, and it was received well. It sold a lot, but the bootleg of the tape came out 2 weeks before the actual CD came out. Mm-hmm. So everyone had already had it, so there's no way they could actually sell it and be able to make any money back. And they got ripped off on their record deal, and now if you bring it up to them, they're like, please don't talk about the Boring Army.
But it's a great record.
Oh, it's terrific. And if
it's
all...
blast from... It's like All Quiet on the Western Front. It's not so quiet on the Western Front.
It's all, I mean, it's a double CD, and you can't find it anywhere in the mainland right now in the U.S. I mean, if you email me or call me, I can make you a copy. And my email is rustymohawk@hotmail.com, rustymohawk@hotmail, and I can make you a copy. But it's awesome, and if I ever come into any money, I'm going to buy the licensing agreement off this, and I'll put it out myself on thick vinyl.
Okay, so I'm going to hold you to that in the meantime. Let's hear more from Reflector. And is this studio?
This is a studio track.
Okay, from Reflector from Beijing, China, here on KALX Berkeley.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's more Reflector.
The first track we heard this evening was a live in Tacoma track they recorded when they were on their U.S. tour last spring.
It wasn't a studio, though.
It was studio. It was the live recording.
Right,
is the Gilman Street recording that we heard three songs back. Then we heard a track off the Boring Army compilation, and then we just heard a song off the Tacoma Sessions again. Unfortunately, due to how underground some of these bands are, the song listing is really not there, so it makes it difficult understanding which song is which. But
you can hear the difference, obviously.
You can hear and feel it, and then if with 2 or 3 years of Chinese, you can pick out words, and then if you have a chance at all to be in Beijing to have contact with them, they'll explain fully the meaning of their lyrics.
Wow.
Which
so a lot of them don't actually have the lyric sheets.
The lyric sheets are sensitive thing. I mean, like writing anything down in Chinese that's kind of, especially dealing with what they're dealing with, youth alienation, kind of almost it would could be viewed as anti-state views. Writing that stuff down isn't possible. Isn't the smartest thing.
Let alone actual anti-state views.
Yeah, exactly. So it does take a different shape with that. So these guys, I actually met them in 97. There was a lot of other, like, 69, the band 69, the Anarchy Jerks were kind of slowly coming up. And Reflector were, like, kind of younger dudes that kind of came up, and, like, they would play after everyone. And they got into the ska thing big time. And
yeah, we heard one track on
the... Yeah. One track definitely had, off the Boring Army, had their ska sound, but they've kind of switched. They go back and forth, but they're big, again, big Operation Ivy fans. So...
So yeah, there's the other people's republic reaching across the seas,
the global bridge,
the global guitar sound.
So,
but that's actually really really great if you think about it. I mean, figure the whole thing starts in Jamaica, goes to Britain, comes over here, goes around the world, you know, and then all of a sudden it's in China, coming back to us.
Yeah, and I was pretty excited to hear it.
Yeah.
So, they are hoping to make another trip to the U.S. at some point, and they have a new member, Li Peng, from the Anarchy Jerks, is joining Reflector in some tracks, and then one of the guitarist of Reflector plays in a killer band called AO, which I've been emailing madly to see if I can get any live tape or any CD, any possible sort of object that has their music on it that I can listen to here. So I'm hopefully in the coming months we'll have an AO track.
Great.
But they're more on the kind of the late 70s, 77, oi end of things. But I got to see them this summer and it was incredible.
Great.